Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, we finished last hour talking about the transsexuals. And this guy, he says, this article was written by my own personal AI. And it has lots of little errors in it, like personal is spelled P-D-R-S-O-N-A-L. It says it has kinks, but it has K-N-K-S, kinks. So it has, it says, ordinarily I'd roof-preed this piece and make corrections, but I'm in meetings with Disney, the Z Department of State, and ADL, and I don't have the time. Bear with me. Apologies. The movie script is written by AI Chat XCT-2-A. We've purchased the rights to a likeness of Michelle Obama, and they spell Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L. In the film, she plays a guy who goes all tranny with a blonde wig, dresses something, signature pink heels. Keep in mind, it's misspelling words, so I'm giving you what it says. And her name is Velma McFortitude. I love that name. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to. And this guy legitimately did this, and it's a funny story, which is why I wanted to talk about it. And he goes on, he says, she's working, it's no R in working, a jog, I think it's a job, at airport security at LAX. And one day, it says 1A, which means day, she opens a suspicious suitcase coming down the ramp and finds a discarded baby inside. The baby is alive. This is him setting up a story that AI prepared for him when he put in this information. Velma McFortitude is an instant hero and rides her fame into the Oval Office. At her first secret CIA briefing, she learns that race, the race of blonde-haired, blue-eyed, I'm sorry, blonde, blue-eyed men from a heretofore undiscovered planet in our solar system is invading Earth to procreate with women and establish traditional families on Earth. So Velma McFortitude is a black tranny who is now going to fight against the Aryan Brotherhood who wants to establish families on Earth. I'm sorry. That just tickles the heck out of me. This is AI generated, okay? It says, which is a dire threat to our way of life. Velma leads a defense of Earth and wins. And her slogan and call to action is, we are all trannies. Oh, man. I cannot wait to start playing around with AI. What do you guys, I mean, are you guys doing anything with it right now? I mean, look, I'll tell you this. So I have a friend who's doing AI graphics and is an artist. And marveling, sending me a picture every now and then. I'm going, think about what a computer can do if you go paint it in the style of, but I'd like this done to it, et cetera. And AI interprets that. It's like a vision into your brain. Think about that. I was telling, so this is a friend of mine, an acquaintance, I should say, because I say friend a lot, but because we've never met, but a lady that writes to me to say, here's what I'm doing with AI. And I was like, well, I wonder if I put my stories in to AI, my blogs, it learns my style, then I load it with, write me a paper in my style on this, how would it do? And she says, I would bet you it'll shock the daylights out of you. She said she and her husband did a AI marketing piece. She goes, we had one, and we said, make this more spicy, etc. And they put in the keywords. She says, it came back phenomenal. This has such amazing potential. Here's what I say all the time about my work with my team. I say, guys, I feel like sometimes we're too incestuous. with our work. We need outside stuff. AI might very well be it. Embrace it. I mean, it wrote this funny little story about Michelle Obama. And what's interesting is there are people out there, Michelle Obama's a man, her real name's Michael, man, and they Photoshop her and make her look like a dude and all that. Michelle Obama's a woman, and her kids look like her. Those are her kids. And you can see Barack and, I don't know, the gardener and a couple and one of them. But they're her kids. I believe she birthed those kids. And I'm not, look, there's enough legitimate stuff for me to not like about Michelle Obama, like her dismissal of, you know, Americans. And the first time in my adult life, I'm proud to be an American. I'll never forget that statement. I'll never forget it. But I'm not going to go after her for her sexuality. I don't. If Michelle Obama is indeed the first dude to give birth to a baby, congratulations to her. But I'm not. That's not where I'm going to go with this. But I do think that this transposition of AI, what it's capable of doing, and of course they use this little story, which has a lot of a backdrop because of what's going on in the trans community. And what I would be curious about, honestly, is put something in AI that says, what do you think about where, this would be my query, given what the left believes about feminism and women and things like that, and understanding the history of women and the suffrage movement and things along those lines, where do you see things ending up for women if this is the pervasive thought? And I'd be curious to see what AI, where it takes it. Because if it takes it to its logical conclusion, it will be that women aren't needed except for procreation. And that's, I just think about the implications of saying, look, I don't care about your opinions, I don't care about what, because all we need you for is procreation. You're just going to carry the seed of mankind and that's it. They're right back where they started from. But to be honest, they're worse. It's worse than marginalized when all you are is a vessel for carrying youngsters. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but I am curious. So we got a lot to talk about this hour. I want to go into, and it may take up the rest of the hour, I'm not sure, but I want to go into the diversity studies and things that we uncovered. Because as you guys know, I'd say every time you check that ethnicity box on the government document, you open up a can of worms that you don't want opened. That box leads to nothing but bad things for us. And yet we check it all the time. You should always check other and write in American. Or scratch out something and write in American. And do it on the minority thing. Don't do it on white if you happen to be white. We'll be back. Keep hearing.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Surprise, surprise. Joe Biden's economy. Well, maybe it's not as good as the media's reporting. I can't imagine anybody on the Republican side presiding over this economy and not being brutalized every day in the media. The talk of the number of people who are starving because they couldn't afford their food, or their gas is so high they can't afford to drive their cars. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Joe Biden has presided over the worst administration, worse than Jimmy Carter. And I grew up, I know Jimmy Carter. I remember my grandparents' gas being 13 cents. We'd drive, be on our way somewhere, and my grandmother would say, "Oh, well, Lula called me and said it's 11 cents over at such and such." And we would veer off and we'd go save those 2 pennies. Now, 2 pennies. From 13 cents is a significant amount if you're going to fill up your car. But it just goes to show you what poor people are willing to do. We will drive that, 3 miles to go get that two penny savings, that 17% or whatever it may be, we will drive 3 miles to go do that, or 5 miles. We will eat up a quarter gallon of gas to do it. Because you're looking for all those savings. That was pennies in comparison. Look at what Joe Biden's doing to you. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This was an article that said, soaring Bidenflation forcing Americans to unretire. The other day, I went to Walmart, and there were two greeters. And I thought, what are they fighting it out? Is this a battle? See which greeter, you know, both of them solidly in their 70s. But yeah, they had two greeters. I'd never seen two greeters. I've seen one. Welcome to Walmart, you know. They get you a basket. Hope you have a great shopping day or whatever. No, two greeters. Here's what it reads. The baby boomer generation stretched from 1946 to 64. That means members are now 59 to 77 years old. And nearly 10,000 boomers reach retirement age, 65 each day. But in the age of Joe Biden, with inflation soaring double digits, interest rates skyrocketing, investment portfolios sagging, a lot of those older Americans are being forced to unretire. And I know that to be a fact. I have a friend, his name is Robert, and he called me up and he said, hey, you know, I love this company, this new company you're building. Do you think it's going to be able to, you know, start hiring FTEs? I said, yeah, at some point we're going to hire, bring people on. He goes, I said, why do you ask? Now, this is a guy who's donated to me. 2 years before, under Trump, he was a donor. Under Biden, couldn't pay his bills. Contemplating getting back out there. So he's one of them. It says, unfortunately, the inflation-driven affordability crisis and the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes meant to combat inflation have driven housing costs higher. This is according to USA Today. And as a result, retirees are moving back into the labor force. According to a survey by Paychex, this is a shocking number, 55% of retirees who went back to work said they did so because they needed more money. One in six retirees is considering returning to work. So of the 40% that are left that aren't haven't returned to work, one in six of them is contemplating going back to work. Most would work full-time. 65% said that instead of part-time, which is, of course, 35%. This could be due to a need for more money, the reason cited by 53% of respondents. Some 55% of retirees went back to work because they needed more money. These are people who, under Trump, retired and said, I'm good to go. I got it. I know I've kind of budgeted myself. Even if we get a little bit of a surge in inflation, I'm good. And it went so badly for them that they got to go back to work. How sad is that? And I know it happens. You know, you plan for something and then you get some unexpected thing that happens. Maybe you get a little bit more of a medical situation that occurs, or, I mean, who knows? But when it's strictly Bidenflation, I'm not going to speak for all these people because I don't know exactly what happened, but I will bet you this, the overwhelming majority of these people did not calculate Bidenflation. How could you? Who would think that you're going to run into that kind of, I mean, I wouldn't. I would never believe, if you had said to me, Kevin, you're going to be paying 30, 40, 50% more for products that you used to get in a 2-year period, I would go, man, that's like hyperinflation. I don't think that's going to happen. You would have to almost intentionally be making me do that. And that's where we are. But guess what? The people who are in charge of us, they're not concerned. They're getting richer every single day. They're insider trading. They're doing all that it takes to get that money. And there's nothing that we can do about it right now. Truly, folks, these numbers are staggering. The endless crunch since Biden took office. Ready for these numbers? inflation soared 9.1% in June 2022 year over year. Housing costs were up 8.1% higher in April compared to a year earlier, has pinched seniors. And keep in mind, interest rates are rising with it. So forget, it's not just the price of housing going up, the price of money is going up. And that means every good and service that's sitting on a shelf is costing people money. And the longer it sits, the more they're going to want for it. So, of course, Biden and Democrats have done nothing to address skyrocketing health care costs. And here I thought Obamacare was going to take care of all of that. They haven't done anything to help. What else have they got here? Oh, yeah, older Americans being hit from every side. Then they said Biden and congressional Democrats' so-called Inflation Reduction Act didn't offer a bit of help for the rising cost of food, housing, or energy prices. The latest debt deal passed on Wednesday will also deliver no relief whatsoever. And yet, we have people that are going to dote on to the government, who believe that the government is going to solve their problems, get them their answers, fix their ills. He says it's been a perfect storm hammering seniors. Along with the soaring cost of living, many other adults find themselves in deteriorating financial positions due to massive stock market losses in 2022. I think I told you guys, one of my friends lost $4.1 million in the market in 1 year. And he's wealthy, but he's not like, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money. But I'm saying it wiped him out. You know, he may have $4 or $5 million left, but he lost a ton of money. One of my big potential donors. They said, let's see. Last year, more than $12 trillion in wealth disappeared as the Dow dropped 8%, S&P dropped 19.4%, and the NASDAQ dropped 33%. I want you to reflect back on Trump, all those naysayers out there. Reflect back on a guy who had the stock market soaring. And this is what we get with Biden. Must be heck to be on a fixed income with Joe Biden in office. Jeez.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 2 years of tensions and lawsuits in pro golf have suddenly come to an end.
The litigation has dropped. We're announcing to the world that on behalf of this game, we're coming together.
PGA Commissioner David Farber on CNBC confirming that the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Tour are merging. The Oakland A's plan to move to Las Vegas is on hold as the Nevada legislature adjourned last night without approving nearly $400 million in public financing the team wants to build a new stadium. California's attorney general says a private company contracted by the state of Florida to move migrants is behind two plane loads of migrants that have landed in Sacramento in the past few days. The future of AM radio in cars was the subject of a congressional hearing today. Several automakers say they are eliminating AM from future electric cars because of interference. Rich Johnson, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
CNN, they got a big change coming up. You know, they got rid of Brian Stelter. They got rid of John Harwood. And, of course, they got rid of that knucklehead Don Lemon. Every one of them needed to be gone, especially Don Lemon. Poison. And, of course, prior to that, they'd gotten rid of Chris Cuomo, who sort of got rid of himself, the Love Guv's little Fredo brother. So these guys, Chris Light came in, he was cleaning house, and he was under the protective umbrella of a guy named Laszlo, who runs the Discovery Channel, which is, I guess, part of the whole Disney enterprise. And then he decided, and Chris Light, to his credit, said, look, we can't keep with this diatribe of leftism all the time. We've got to make this thing more fair and balanced. And I liked the moves he was making, even though he hadn't brought anybody specifically over, but he was getting rid of the other folks. And then he decided he would do this Trump town hall, which I believe probably helped his ratings. But this guy's, I think he's the Donald Trump of CNN in the sense that he's been surrounded by snakes the entire time he's been at the organization. And he's been wanting to make changes that, you got to understand, philosophically, these people can't stand this man for this. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So this Trump thing angered a lot of people at CNN that are the avid watchers of CNN, and I don't know that it's bringing a lot of people. Now, here's what I would say to the conservative movement. When you get a guy like Light, who's trying to make changes to a media format, a media outlet that has been historically anti-conservative, and we don't go over in droves when he's doing the right thing, shame on us. Now, I'm not going to get Light out of the spotlight here because he needed to find a show that was staunchly conservative, not highlight the host, for example, that hosted the CNN town hall and give her own show when she was, again, another partisan hack. Well, now it turns out everything may have backfired on him because there's a story out that he's not going to oversee the business operations for CNN any longer. And they say he's lost the support of David Zaslav, the head of Warner Brothers Discovery. And here's what it reads. In the last 48 hours, it became clear, based on conversations and well-placed sources, that Zasloff's once steadfast support has wavered considerably, and they're talking about this with respect to Chris Light. Last week, Light informed his direct reports that he would be ceding control of his business operations to David Levy, the chief corporate affairs officer at Warner Brothers Discovery, and a longtime member of the Zasloff Brain Trust. A Warner Brothers Discovery. Yeah. The move, which Light characterized as his own decision, was in fact an unequivocal vote of diminishing confidence by the parent company in Light's ability to manage a business that has endured substantial ratings declines, revenue losses, and reputational damage since he took over. The revelation backs up reporting from Mediaite, which is a hack magazine, published on Thursday, noting Levy's arrival appointment as COO. There's no way they would put David Levy down into CNN to work for Chris Light, one industry insider told Mediaite. He's too important to Zasloff to take on what on paper sounds like a demotion. Sure sounds like he's taking one for the team. So they say Light isn't gone, but he's going to focus on programming and editorial strategy. Levy's going to deal with the operational logistics, marketing, and PR, among other tasks. Will Levy officially report up to Light? The new org chart belies the true nature of his position. It says, while he will officially report to Light, the new org chart belies the true nature of his position. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. My hope is that Levy does report to Light, and that we as conservatives start at least taking a look at what's happening at CNN so we can bolster this man's decision, because we can't complain when a guy like Light, who is the guy that said, okay, I'm going to do something different, you've wanted something different, I'm going to give it to you, and then he gives it to us and we let him down. I mean, we've got to back these people up. So I'm hoping that we do this. And look, I know it sounds weird, me protecting CNN, but what I want to see is the people doing the right thing should get rewarded. One time I was meeting with a friend of mine, his name is Mark. And he said to me, Kevin, he goes, when congressmen do the right thing, he had an organization, and he says, I send them a card or something that says, way to go. It was something, yeah, like an attaboy. And he goes, and the reason I do this is because we always want to jump them when things are going bad. But we don't want to give them the kudos when they do the right thing. And I said, he's exactly right. Well, we've got an executive who says, I don't like the way things are going in my organization. And I want to change it. I want a wholesale change. And it's like a hostage negotiation. He has released three hostages. Cuomo was gone before he came on board. But he got rid of Harlow, Brian Stelter, and Don Lemon. That's a pretty good faith, you know. I mean, if we asked him to let go of some hostages, he did. So we got to really step up. My producers are laughing. We got to step up and let this man know, you know what? We got your back, man. And what better time to do it than when Fox is letting us down? I mean, there's no better time. I just heard, I don't even know if you guys know this, I just heard that they took off Steve Hilton's show on the weekend. They're redoing the weekend lineup, and Hilton is now just going to become a contributor. Now, I don't know what money he was making, and it is not even about the money. I think if Hilton's wife is like a, she makes a lot of money, so Steve Hilton is not going to be hurting. If you don't remember him, he's a little British guy, but he's not going to be hurting. But he's getting a demotion, a big demotion. He's losing a show, and he's going to, become a contributor. I did a show once, and it was interesting. I love these stories. So I'm doing Steve Hilton's show. He does a premise of the show, and then the first thing he does is he comes to me, and I said, well, Steve, I hate to burst your premise, but you're wrong. And he goes, you think I'm wrong? And I said, yeah, and I explained. I said, here's what you got wrong. And in his show, he actually goes, You know what, Kevin? I believe you're right, you know, with his British accent. And he ended up going, you know, I agree with you. And I love that. I love when, and it, because he could have, you know, during the break said, you know, Kevin, you know, it's not a good idea to, you know, to contradict me or whatever, except with a British accent. But he didn't do any of that. He explored it. And I don't remember who came on after me, but I will never forget that segment because it so rarely happens. But I'm not going to pull any punches. And it was one of these kind of, you know, a deal where you could, if you want to allow somebody to take the moderate position, I could have overlooked it. But I don't allow for that. And I honestly don't remember the content. I should probably find it. But I, to his credit, and I've told this story about Rand Paul, where Rand Paul was going to go talk to the NAACP, and he previewed what he was going to say, and I was shaking my head, and he's like, "What, Kevin?" I said, "Senator Paul, don't do that. Please don't say that." And he was like, "Well, why?" And I explained why. And a few minutes later, he comes back and he goes, "Well, you know, Kevin said, you know, blah, blah, blah." And he went with what I said. I like that. I like people that there's no ego involved. If you're right, you're right. You're wrong, you're wrong. So anyway, Steve Hilton did that. But going back to the whole CNN thing. So Steve Hilton's gone. They're redoing the Fox News lineup. And I think they said they're keeping Lawrence Jones and Kilmeade on the weekend. So what it looks like is they're getting, and I don't know, I'm not going to judge one talent over the other, but they're getting rid of those guys. And Lawrence is probably cheap. Lawrence Jones is cheap. So they moved him to two or three different things. So all these people that are there are going to work three times as hard for their contracts is my prediction. But that's where we are. So, the shakeup. I hate that CNN, and my hope is that it's Chris Light saying, "I can't do as much as I'm doing. I just gotta let this thing go to a, you know, I gotta split my role and let somebody do this other part because two people are needed for this task." Let me give you the last piece of this. They said, there was an article in The Atlantic that breaks down how bad things have been at CNN where Brian Stelter referenced in a Twitter feed. It says, "Now, if this report is true, I don't know where CNN thinks they go from here." But essentially, they allude that Light was destined for failure, surrounded by snakes who didn't want to see his changes.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
He's at the Air Force Academy. He actually fell down. Well, I hope he wasn't hurt. I hope he wasn't hurt. But it's the whole thing is, look, the whole thing is crazy. You got to be careful about that. You got to be careful about that because you don't want that. Even if you have to tiptoe down a ramp, you got to tiptoe.
That was Donald Trump surprising some people, showing a bit of compassion for Joe Biden after he took a Louis at the Air Force Academy last week. A lot of people were like, that really surprised me that Trump said that. He was genuinely concerned. I think a lot of times Trump shocks people when he doesn't just fire off. He's got no animosity towards Joe Biden. Trump knows Joe Biden didn't cheat him. He knows that the people that got Joe Biden into office cheated him. He's tongue-in-cheek with Joe. For him, it's a competition. And I think it does surprise people a lot of times. It sounds like I said peoples, but it does surprise people sometimes that Trump is not the way they predict him to be. I think that's probably the biggest thing in politics, is that the media sets a narrative of how somebody is, and that's it. There is no getting away from it. So Trump's an evil man who's mean-spirited. And for the record, he was interviewed by Hannity, and he said, look, I got into office because I think Hannity asked him, you know, why don't you back down? Why don't you, like, chill? Do we have the clip? If not, I'll just go ahead and describe it. But he's like, why don't you chill? And people were booing. They booed that, like, oh, boo. But now, they weren't booing Hannity. They were booing the idea that Trump should change his style.
Let me ask you one question. I've asked you this question before, and it comes up a lot. People know that I've interviewed you all these years. I've known you almost 30 years. And people ask me and say to them, why does he have to fight so hard? Why doesn't he pick his fights a little more? Why does he have to call people names? And the only reason I think this is an important question is because I think everyone here tonight is likely voting for you, right? So, however, it's going to come down to those people that maybe are in the middle a little more. And the argument that they make to me is, if he would just tone it down a hair, stop a little of the name calling. Hang on. I said it's their question. Leave me alone. All right. That it might help you with swing voters in that are needed for you to get over the finish line. It's already hard enough electoral vote-wise for a Republican to win. What do you say to them?
Okay, you ready? And I say this to everybody. I won an election. It was unprecedented. We beat somebody that supposedly had it made, and, you know, they probably did things in that election, too. They were shocked. But I came into office, and from the day I got in, I was under siege by people that have been in Washington for many years, put in there by many different presidents, in most cases people that were against me. Like, they spied on my campaign. They did all sorts of things. I was under investigation and under siege, and so were my people. And if I wasn't tough, I wouldn't be here right now, I guarantee you that. If I didn't fight back, I wouldn't be here. What they did is so bad, and they've been caught. Now, so far, nothing's happened to them of consequence. We had an Attorney General, Bill Barr, who didn't have the courage to fight. He just didn't have the courage. He was a nice man, but he didn't have the courage. He lost his courage when they wanted to impeach him. They said, we're going to impeach Bill Barr. They didn't even know why. There was no reason to impeach him. He didn't do anything wrong. But he didn't have the courage. We need courage in this country, or we're going to lose our country.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The Kevin Jackson Network is what we're listening to because we need courage. We need courage in this country. I'm going to work on my Trump, I promise you. Much as I need to work on my Obama as well. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 844-551-8255. Trump was right. He says, from day one, I was under siege. He says, you know, they investigated me. They did all kinds of stuff. And he says, if I weren't tough, I wouldn't be here. And he's right. Now, we'll talk more about that in a bit. I want to pivot back to Biden's fall. Because I think people thought Trump would just, oh, Biden fell. He's like, oh, yeah, he should have fallen. I mean, he's a cheater and all that. And Trump didn't do that. But I will tell you this. There are people concerned about Biden's health. And I'm going to tell you, every time I see Trump do an interview, and he's quintessential Trump, he's lucid, he's all there. Every time I see it, I marvel. This is a guy that has not lost a step. And here we have Biden, who is unfit to be president, mentally and physically. The rigors of this job are many. It is the toughest, one of the toughest jobs in the world. There are just too many things that you're up against. And you have to be, it's a young man's game. I mean, you got to be over 35, but I'm guessing 50 is the sweet spot for most people. I tell people all the time, Trump reminds me of a 50-year-old dude. His energy, what he wants to get accomplished, his clarity of focus, his clarity of mind. And I'm not making a statement for him. He doesn't need me to protect him. And I know there are people, Kevin, go ahead. I know. Let me give you a minute to tell me how big of a Trump supporter I am. It's become almost like Uncle Tom. You're so much a Trump supporter. I'm a supporter of the people that do the things right. If you did it, I'd be supporting you. You don't have the guts. And I don't blame, it isn't for me. Politics isn't about having guts. I have the guts. I just don't want to do it. I'd win and I wouldn't want to do it. I'd win and say, you know what? You keep it. I'd be the dude that doesn't have enough money at the auction. You know, yeah, bid and keep bidding. You have sold to the guy that doesn't have enough money. Oh, you know what? You better give that trophy to somebody else. The rigors of the job. So Joe Biden tries to pick himself up. He's assisted back to his feet by two good Samaritans who help him back to his seat. And this guy writes this. On his way, Biden pointed at something on the stage near his previously used teleprompter that's presumably tripped him up. But as Axios' Alex Thompson noted, the situation is exactly what aides, both the White House and on his reelection campaign, have warned to avoid as they work to protect Biden from the rigors of being president and candidate amid ongoing criticism over his age and fitness. Fitness. That ain't like we fit to do something. We fitting to do something. I'm talking about his fitness. His physical fitness. That Louis exposed more about Joe Biden than the left wants you to know. And they don't want him to run again. So if you don't think that the blood was leaked into the water when he fell on that stage, boy, there were people all around this country talking about it. But no. You know what? Mike Pence is going to enter the race. Oh, John Sununu is going to enter the race. Oh, Durden. There's some guy named Durden. And who is that? He's going to enter the race. Add them all up together, you don't even get a point. Maybe 2 points max. But Trump's going to have some competition, man. Woo-hoo-hoo! So, it's not... Look, we've already given our take on Joe Biden with respect to his fitness. He's unfit. We knew it in 2020... We certainly knew it in 20 coming up. We know, people know it. Don't play games with me. So he was doing an event where he was trying to walk around stage, and he stumbled. And I'll give him this one. It was behind him, and he kind of got messed up. But let's not forget, this is the guy that comes off podiums, and he goes and he shakes hands with thin air. Yeah, he ambles around. It's one thing for his stumble, and I talked about it the other day. They coated it in such a way to make it sound like, oh, it was a shocker that he fell. It wasn't a shocker. But anyway, going back to this, this is a guy that comes off stage, doesn't know where to go, misses his mark. There's somebody moving him around, and he's looking like a robot. And then he's shaking hands with the air, walking into the curtains, and they go, no, he's fine. What about June 18th of 2022 when he's riding a bike? I don't know if you guys remember this. He's riding a bike. There's a photo op that's been set up where he's going to stop the bike, get off and say a few words. And he gets off and he says a few words. But when he stops the bike, he stops it and he literally falls over like a 3-year-old child learning how to ride a bike. And I remember seeing that going... It was so metaphorically correct to have Joe Biden, a dude who really acts like a 3 or 4-year-old, and he can't get off a bike. And I'm going to tell you, if it hadn't been people there, that bike would have pinned him down. Politics should be like riding a bike if you spend as many years as Joe Biden. And you know what he's managed to do? Really screw it up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.